Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sing!
No. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. It's an Ed Sheeran kind of a day. Monday. Sunny out right now. Knock wood.
I'll sing hallelujah.
I like the little upbeat number we were just hearing. A little sing. Oh,
sing.
Oh,
I like
louder.
Prove my leg.
No, that's you. Just like that one line.
Yeah, like that one line.
All right,
favorite line.
That's enough, Ed Sheeran. Fun. Although for Jane, it's never enough. It's
never enough, Ed Sheeran. Come on,
enough.
How dare you?
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for tuning us in this morning. It is Monday. It's the first day of February. It's unbelievable that we're already in February of 2021. Who knew? Spent my whole life waiting for the year 2000. Now we've blown past that by 21 years. Impossible. Anyway, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com, where you can catch the Johnny Mosley pod and the Sarah and Vinny Show full podcast. All of our podcasts are up there at radio.com. And, of course, you can listen live on radio.com, too. Take us with you wherever you go. There we are, right in your pocket. Never turn the stream off. Only ever turn it down.
Uh-huh, honey.
Much appreciated, you guys. Let's keep that stream going. So, music news. We're going to start with Coachella. Oh, my God, you guys. Coachella's canceled. What?
In a surprise move.
This is the second year in a row, obviously. They're super bummed. Everybody's bummed. Nobody wants anything to be canceled. But that's the world we're living in right now. As you know, the pandemic doesn't end until June 1st. That is when it ends. So even though it's outdoors, there are... You can't. Everyone's using the same bathrooms. Everyone's singing the same songs at the top of their lungs. It's just not a thing you can do. It was scheduled for April. As you know, last April's was canceled, and then it was rescheduled for this April, and that's not happening. There's also a thing called the Stagecoach Country Music Festival that happens at the same location as Coachella, and that's also been canceled. It's unclear if they're going to try to reschedule these things for later in 2021 or just forget it and push it to 2022. Both festivals also didn't happen last year, so it's not super surprising. It would actually be way more surprising if they were doing it. Then it would be a story. It'd be like, what? You kidding
me? I know they wanted to, and I'm sure there were meetings where people tried to come up with every possible way it could work. The problem
is that
same meeting, someone always has to bring up, what if there's a major super spreader event by this and hundreds or worse thousands die? That's a terrible kind of a what if, Vinny.
That's
the problem, though, is that
what are you
going to
be a Debbie Downer about it for, huh? Well, we're just trying to have a little happy festival time.
Right. But
yeah,
that's how that goes.
It's not advisable, to say the very least, to put it mildly. So Coachella has officially been canceled again because turns out someone over there said, you guys, though, hold on.
Right.
What about
the vaccine news is good. It's not getting around as quickly as we wanted, but there are more vaccines on the way, and the news is good, but it's not going to time out right for Coachella. It's just not.
Right. unless they move Coachella to, say, September. Then, yeah, possible. Well, the problem becomes
if it's crossed fingers.
Right.
It's the same with travel right now. How many people book travel for this year expecting this year to be better and are finding themselves going, oh, no, as it gets closer?
It really didn't seem like it could last. It didn't even seem like it could last till last summer, let alone through this summer. I just, you know.
You know what's funny is I used to sit and see those movies about pandemics and be like, oh, God, I can't even watch this. It's so stupid.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, my God. Who knew? Guess they did.
Right.
Dr. Fauci knew.
He knew what to do. We just didn't listen. So we had a death over the weekend. I got a notification about this. It's a electronic artist named Sophie, who died at age 34. I was not at all familiar with this person. My son is devastated. I've never seen him so upset about this. It's about something like this. It's
interesting because I saw the report about her as well and was like, I couldn't in a million years come up with a song. It just wouldn't happen.
It turns out she actually had a song about called Lemonade that McDonald's used in one of their ads. And they say that most people, the general public, would really only know her from that. This is the song. It actually has more words than just lemonade a little ways in. So this part goes on for a while, and then there's a let's jump to the verse. So this person, they, by the way, is the pronoun they there. This story is awful. 34 years old.
I always read she when I was reading all the stories. Yeah.
She says, they say they're, it says in here somewhere.
Oh, okay.
You know what? They're referring to her as a she here as well. But I'm seeing she doesn't use, preferred not to use gendered or non-binary pronouns.
Well, I don't know, but okay.
I'll let you finish telling the story.
So she fell. This is an absolutely tragic accident where someone at 4 a.m. was like, I'm going to go see the moon. She was in Greece. And at first, it sounded like she climbed to the top of a mountain in the moonlight to see the moon. But it's looking more like a balcony. I've seen a couple different reports.
That's what I saw was a balcony.
Some of them mention a balcony and others, but they say climbing. So I don't know if this is like a known lookout where you've got to climb up a million stairs to get to it or what, but it's a balcony that she fell off of. But apparently incredibly influential in the electronic music world and also in the transgender world.
Have they mentioned drugs and alcohol? Because it seems like 4 a.m, climbing balconies.
I know.
Let
me see if there's any. I didn't see any reference to that at all.
When I was in Mazatlan, a dude fell off a balcony, and it was the typical thing. Partying and goofing off. And so I don't know if that's what happened here. I can't say. I wasn't. But.
I am not seeing anything about that. It's they're saying it was an accidental fall. She's been, I don't believe she won a Grammy, but she's been nominated. But her name is Sophie, or their name is Sophie, and they are dead at 34. A terrible accident, and I thought, I don't know who that person is, and my kid was just, telling us about it and telling us about this person and with the quavering voice. And I was like, oh, my God, that's like when Bowie died for me, you know?
All right.
Like it's when celebrities die, it's sometimes you like I remember Tom Petty died. I walked around like a zombie for 2 days. Like it actually really struck me. But there's very few that do. It seems, you know, because it's something that happened to someone else, someone you don't actually know. And so I think it's surprising sometimes the way that the the way that you react, which maybe you wouldn't have predicted. But it's terribly tragic either way. This person is only 34 years old. So rest in peace. Grammy-nominated electronic artist Sophie, dead at 34 after a terrible accident.
All right.
That's Sophie. This story is crazy. And we've heard some rumblings about this, but T.I. and Tiny, that's his wife, Tiny, they are facing sex trafficking allegations, and a bunch of women have come forward to talk about their experiences and the horrors that befell them. At the hands, over 15 women have come forward accusing the couple of coercing them into compromising sexual situations involving drugs and money. There's a former friend of the family. Her name is Sabrina Peterson. Now, T.I. is, I don't know. Do I know any T.I. songs? Do you play some T.I. for me?
Let's see. Hold on. Give me a sec.
Let's get some context.
You know
here.
Him. He's had some hits.
He's the one that. Drop a couple stacks on you. Wanted you can get it, my dear. $5 million
home. Drop it. I swear. Yeah, I want your body. Yeah. Need your body. Oh, you know this guy. All right, so there's one of so there you go. There's a little context. T.I., famous musician.
He wrote that song for the election, by the way.
Oh, Want Joe Biden. I thought
that?
It was Want Yo Body.
Yeah, it actually was. It is Want Joe Body.
But everyone said Want Joe Biden, yeah. Need Joe Biden.
This song is from, like, I don't know, 2000 something. Early.
So this woman's name is Sabrina Peterson, and she's a former friend of the T.I. and Tiny family. She has accused T.I. of assault and has compiled a series of messages she received from the abuse victims on Instagram. I guess she did some searching and found some people who had been involved with T.I. and Tiny and is trying to compile their stories to bring charges or a big lawsuit, whatever her plan is. One anonymous woman detailed an incident that took place in Charlotte in 2016. She says she went to T.I. and Tiny's hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton, and her phone was confiscated and Molly and cocaine were handed out. Only the people who removed their pants were allowed to stay. This person alleges, I watched him drag girls back and forth from the bedroom to the bathroom to the living room. One girl was crying because she wanted to leave, but they refused to give her phone to call an Uber. This woman was excused from the activities because she knew someone in T.I.'s entourage. And that person somehow got her out of the situation. She said she witnessed the rapper tell his security to come pick this bitch up off the bed because she couldn't walk. The alleged victim was almost unconscious. Her pulse was barely there, according to this witness. She described T.I. as a monster who uses money and power to manipulate people, and Tiny as his secret weapon. Another woman says she was working as an escort / stripper in 2013. T.I. invited her to take drugs and have sex with him and Tiny in return for payment. She says Tiny got upset that T.I. was showing her more attention and started hitting her, and then T.I. choked her out. When she threatened to tell, she was told she could face deportation. She said, I was threatened to the point I was in fear. I left Atlanta and never looked back. And other accounts included one underage victim who claims she and her friends were pressured for sex during the 05 NBA All-Star Weekend in Colorado. Another woman who said the girls were so high it seemed like they were dead.
So this is something they do a lot. They like under the name the guise of partying, they're also keeping people against their will and doing them.
Well, that is the allegation. I don't know how far this will get, but there are some serious allegations floating around out there, and I don't know where or when or if any charges are going to be filed, but it's been floating around for a bit, and so I wanted to just sort of catch you up on it, and that way if anything does get filed, it'll be...
I hadn't heard that. That's gnarly.
It's horrible. Speaking of abuse, and this, again, just an allegation... because this is your girl, Marilyn Manson.
What?
Evan Rachel Wood, who was married to him briefly, or was at least engaged to him.
I don't think she married him. The one that married him was Nina something Von Teese. She married him and he disappeared.
Dita Von Teese.
Her
right.
story was like, I married the guy and then he never, he like right. disappeared to make music and would
I'm married
do drugs
to no
and,
one. I was just right. hanging at the house all alone. Evan Rachel Wood, who is probably best known for Westworld. Isn't she one of the action figures on Westworld? She's speaking out
yes.
against, yes, ex-fiance here it's saying, Marilyn Manson. She says Marilyn Manson abused her for years. She has previously spoken out about being in an abusive relationship, but she'd never named her abuser until now. And so people had speculated. They were looking, you know, who is the guy who was terrible to her? Their relationship went public in January of 07 when she was 19 years old. They were engaged in January of 2010 and ended the relationship about 7 months later. So they were together, what looks like here, four-ish years. She says, the name of my accuser, she's the accuser, is Brian Warner, also known to the world as Marilyn Manson. He started grooming me when I was a teenager and horrifically abused me for years, she said at the beginning of her post. I was brainwashed and manipulated into submission. I am done living in fear of retaliation, slander, or blackmail. I'm here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him before he ruins any more lives. And she concluded the statement by saying, I stand with the many victims who will no longer be silent.
Hmm.
A few months ago, Manson's rep spoke out against rumors that he was the abuser. There have been a lot of statements saying, look, she dated tons of people. Why do you think it was Marilyn Manson? And, so that's terrible news.
I've never heard this side of him, but I know I have heard he uses a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. I don't know. I've never been around. But that often
you saw the pallets of booze that were delivered. And,
right. It leads people to bad behavior, and I don't know what, but it's not okay.
No, it's not. Kanye West is... Kanye West the whole time. He is a troubled guy. He's currently going through a divorce with Kim Kardashian. And
so that's official?
Yes. They're divorcing.
Oh.
And the breakdown of their relationship is actually going to be... This season coming up is the final season, at least on E, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because what we've heard is that they're getting their own channel, for God's sake. So... You know, the other day ago, was there anything about Kanye in that? Because apparently the fall downfall of the relationship is absolutely going to be chronicled in this final season.
He was featured a little bit. I mean, they flashed to him for a second. It wasn't...
In reference to them breaking up or...
No. What? And it was a trailer, so it was just kind of
right.
like...
They're just crying because the show's ending mm-hmm. and stuff.
And
so.
He's kind of there in the background, that's
yeah.
all.
Well, why would they cry about that? They already signed another deal. Like,
well, you know, it's drama.
Yeah, I suppose. Right?
Right.
Okay, you guys should cry right now. That'd be great. Crying.
Don't question them. They know their audience.
They know what they're doing.
You know what, Vinny? I don't know why I did. So in addition to all that that's going on with him and his failed bid for the presidency and whatever the hell else he's got going on, he's facing a bunch of lawsuits, big class action lawsuits from people who performed at his Sunday services and were the crew for his Sunday services, among other things. He apparently didn't pay anybody. He had said he'd spent $50 million putting these Sunday services on. And all the people who worked there and performed at them said, really? That's weird, because I never got paid.
Oh,
he's facing
boy.
Two class action lawsuits alleging mistreatment of performers and staff of his Sunday service shows. One of them is filed last summer in Los Angeles. The lawsuits are reportedly... divided between performers and crew. There are about 500 performers and 300 crew members who are represented in these two lawsuits. Some of the stories from the lawsuit are, let's see, a hairstylist named Reina Leon claimed she had to wait 120 days for a $550 paycheck from work done in November of 2019, which was then minus a $20 wire fee that was deducted by his company. There is another guy, a performer, who said he was paid a flat day rate of $250. Regardless of his hours, he was not permitted a meal or restroom breaks, and also alleges performers stood all day or sat on the floor because not enough chairs have been sourced. sorry, not to demean his, I guess, you know, he might have fallen arches. I have no idea. The suits also pertain to his opera, West had written an opera called Nebuchadnezzar, which was performed at the Hollywood Bowl in November of 2019. That allegedly violated California labor laws by not paying anybody on time or ever, and no overtime, meal, or bathroom breaks. There's a lot of it, and we'll see how it shakes out, but just more bad news for Kanye West. Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's Nebuchadnezzar. I forget how you say it.
Nebuchadnezzar, something like that.
Yeah.
The opera. He's an artist, and he's a genius. And
you got to still pay people no matter
how. The details often get lost when people are busy with their art.
Well, get yourself a business manager then.
There you go. Agreed.
And finally, here is why Sammy Hagar won't do a socially distanced show. Sammy, you're right. He says he doesn't trust us. He says, I just know that those people are not going to stay in their seats and socially distance. The second we start getting it on, and I start saying, are we having any fun yet? And holding the mic up in the air and singing, right now! They're going to be at the front of the stage, all unsocially distanced. I'm going to get criticized, or I'm going to get sued, or fined, or canceled, or something.
He's
totally right.
Yeah,
so there you go. Just one more reason to not do or go to any show.
The point of a concert is the shared experience and to go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Okay, that's going to do it for the music news. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got Mardi Gras and a story about how New Orleans is going to deal with that. Also, baseball and the dishes. Oh. They make the news as well after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.